Representative Unger.
You don't know yet?
Representative Davis.
Great to see you today.
Let's open the House Land Use Committee. It's May 28th, 2013. We open a work session on Senate Bill 462A. Colleagues, you remember when we met last, we adopted the Dash 12 amendments, which included some technical fixes from Senator Starn Olson, and then also the amendment from Representative Parrish and Senator Devlin. And so, Mr. Vice Chair.
Am I the Mr. Vice Chair today?
Okay. I'm looking for a motion on the bill as amended here.
So
we already adopted the amendment.
We have the paperwork back now. Uh-huh.
I knew there was a script somewhere. Uh-huh. Claire Chim, I
forbid.
Claire Clem, I
Claire Chim.
Claire Chim.
Yeah. It's the third time this happened this session, actually. Representative Gilliam calls me Claire all the time.
Claire? Okay.
Fine.
Well, that's Vic. So
Claire's Vic. Yeah.
Chair Clem, I move SB 462A as amended with the Dash A12 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Frederick moves Senate Bill 462A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Davis.
Aye.
Representative Holdridge.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
No.
Representative Unger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron.
Excuse.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes. The bill is sent to the floor. And let me open a work session on Carrier Representative Parrish. Yes, good call. Let me open a work session on Senate Bill 841A. And Vice Chair Frederick, we've already adopted the A14 amendments, and so this would just be on the bill as it's been amended.
Oh, okay. So, Chair Clem, I move we SB 841A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Frederick moves SB 841A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Holdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you know, I did present the Dash 10 amendments to try to address the southern end of the Willamette Valley not being the same as the northern end, but do appreciate all the work that the Wine Association and everyone else had put into this bill, and I'm going to defer to their judgment on this issue. I think long-term it may be the right policy, and I hope that it will help the industry grow and not inhibit it. I'm happy to support the bill with the Dash 14 amendments, I believe.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Holdy. Further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Davis.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Unger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron.
Excuse.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes. The bill sent to the floor. Representative Unger, would you like to carry it?
Sure.
And, you know, the only thing before I... just in terms of announcements, the Senate Bill 77 we carried over to Thursday. We'll either get somewhere or you'll see a notice saying it was pulled if we don't, and we won't meet Thursday if we don't get anywhere. I'm kind of wondering if Vice Chair Cameron's going to walk in for a second here and would want to vote. So if the committee could just stand at ease for like 1 minute here. Okay, coming back in out of recess.
Thank you, Chair Clem. I move for suspension of the rules to allow Representative Cameron to vote on bills. Thank you.
Vice Chair Frederick moves the suspension of the rules for the purposes of allowing Vice Chair Cameron to vote on Senate Bills 462 and 841. Any objection? Seeing none, could you do what, 462 first?
Vice Chair Cameron.
No.
And now 841.
Vice Chair Cameron.
Yes. Thank you, Vice Chair Gilliam.
Oh, I mean Frederick.
Well, you missed the nose. That's the nose. Talking about how he accidentally called me Claire Chem, which is what Vic calls me all the time on purpose now. Okay, with that, the committee is adjourned.